I'm Al Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembrough.
Hey, that's me. Thank you very much, Josh. Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and we are all set to go to talk nothing but Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes. Again, you can email your questions in for Coach. We'll be answering those a little bit later on this hour. The email address is dj@themix93.com. Well, good morning, Coach. Welcome back after that trip down to Big Rapids, and what a weekend of hockey it was, and so frustrating that we weren't able to get something out of that weekend. Certainly deserved probably better than what we got, but it was a fun weekend of hockey.
Well, I thought you had two excellent hockey games. Obviously, Ferris is a very good team, rated top five in the country at number three, which I think they'll go up this week just based on some of the scores. But the nice thing about it is our team hung with them, and not only hung with them, but I thought for the majority of the weekend outplayed them. Unfortunately, though, it's the scoreboard that counts, and we're just continue to have trouble offensively scoring goals. But I cannot fault our team on their effort. I mean, you play like that. We have a standard of play, Dirk, that we set certain standards that we need to play to, and certain keys that are going to help us win. And you make that checklist, and you go down that checklist this weekend, and both nights. Most of those things on that checklist are checked off, and you should get better results, and you probably will most nights when you play like we did, especially Saturday night. But it's CJ Mott had something to say about it, and we can do all we want offensively, but when you have to try and beat a goaltender, and a goaltender's only lost one game all year, and a very good one, it made it difficult. But I couldn't be more proud of this team, how they played, and I told them that Saturday night. I mean, they had put in a real gutsy effort and worked extremely hard. And unfortunately, it's the first road weekend we didn't come out with any points in the WCHA. So it's disappointing because, the points are so critical. We had some bad breaks, as you know, go against us in that game on Saturday night. And unfortunately, we've had a few of those in the last few games. So we've got to work through it. We've got to persevere and keep moving on.
As you look at the schedule now, Coach, we played Ferris State, too. We lose two close games with them. They're our next opponent, and we talked about this quirk in the schedule for a while now. Do you think that gives us an advantage now that we've lost those two games, having them back home, and they're our next opponent, we can just concentrate on them?
Well, I think the nice thing is, yeah, as far as scouting goes, right, and our team is pretty dialed in on what we need to do. I thought we made some real good adjustments from Friday night to Saturday night, and I thought we were very effective. Dirk, and one of the things you want to try and do is outshoot opponent grade A chances. In the game, we had 92 attempted shots on goal, which might be right up there with our all-time highest this year, in a very tough building to play in. I've been in that building a lot when I was at the University of Michigan, and we had our struggles in there, and it's a tough place to play. You go in there and you get 92 shots, attempted shots, to their 31. Three to one out attempting them. It's incredible. You just don't hear that. And a lot of grade A chances, especially against a top five team like that in the country. And then obviously the shots on goal, 46-20. I mean, Jamie Phillips comes out with 17 saves. CJ Mott is 44 saves. I mean, just any way you cut it, a real good performance. Now, having said that, we made those adjustments, and I thought it really paid off Saturday. We just need to try to find a way to finish. And we talked about this a lot. Offense is really hard to teach and preach and whatnot, because sometimes you either have it or you don't have it. It's a feel. And we're doing some things, though, that I think will help us down the road. And once it breaks, then, look out. I think the floodgates will open up.
Well, let's just talk about, because, people on the street asking, why are we not scoring? We're getting shots. Are they good shots? Are they good scoring opportunities? is. I keep saying, yes, they are. But is there something that we're not doing to score goals? Are our it seemed like on Saturday or maybe the weekend, a lot of our passing on good opportunities was we're making the shooter work a little bit harder than they had to. You know, either in their skates, handcuffing them a little bit to get a good shot off. Does that have anything to do with it, or am I just
no? I don't
smoke?
Think so. I mean, when you look at the when you go back and watch the tape again, which we have the luxury of doing to really break it down and see where the shots are coming, where our guys are shooting, are they overhandling, are they taking too long to shoot it, are they changing their shooting angle, do we have traffic in front of the net, are we getting rebounds, are we having patience with poise, are we getting the puck up when we're in tight? All the things you try to teach and work on in practice, we're doing those in a game. Yeah, there's the odd time where, like a Ryan Fern, and I think you're making reference to probably that play where we have a two-on-one, and Reed Sturles makes a real good pass to Ryan, but he just mishandles it. You know, if he handles that, he probably has an open net to shoot it in. So, yeah, you're going to have some moments in games where you fumble it or make a bad pass here or there or whatnot. But, overall, just the chances you get, I mean, he made some big-time saves. I mean, you're talking, Billy McCault made the comment that, on the way home that, gee, that would have been a goal in the NHL, a few of them. So I think we're doing everything we need to do, and it'll come. It's frustrating, though, because, we're losing so many one-goal games now. It's nine now. Nine out of your 13 games are one-goal games, and you're right there. And it's a break here, there. The waved-off goal is critical, and on a goal like that, it's a good goal, and now the frustration when you're trying to score begins to mount a little bit on your team. But I thought we handled that very well, and then even on their winning goal, as it turns out, I talked to the supervisor officials. He said, "Oh, there should have been a penalty on the play." Play stop, no goal. But what good does that do us now?
Right.
And those are the things that seems like we're not catching many breaks here. But having said that, you have to go on. I got a story for. I told our team this. We think we have things tough. We're losing some real close games, and sometimes when you're getting blown out, it might be easier to swallow because every game we feel we have a chance to win, and it's over and over and over again. And some breaks are going against us. But I spent Christmas Eve. I told our team I spent Christmas Eve this year in a downstate hospital. One of my family members had an emergency, so I spent literally after practice from 10 p.m. until 8 o'clock the next morning, Christmas morning, in the emergency room. And my son had to go have some x-rays and do some things. And as I walked around the emergency room, I came across a couple veterans who were in the hospital. And one of them, fortunately, had lost one limb and had some complications that day and that night and was just in there. And another one had lost both limbs, both his legs, and one had lost one leg. And I'm talking to, a couple of family members there and some things going on. And, and here we are. We think we have things tough and things are going against us and this and that. I mean, we have an opportunity to go out and play hockey. We have the luxuries of having a pretty good life. And, we have some setbacks, but it's and then these guys were real positive, these two gentlemen. And I couldn't believe it.
Right.
On the situation. So a lot of good things going on, Dirk, with our team, and we're playing well, and we have a little blip in the road here, and that's what I call it. And, I'm very encouraged by this team and how they stay with it, and they're going to persevere. I mean, we're going to keep on keeping on, and we're going to work ourselves out of this, and we know how lucky we are and how fortunate we are to get to represent Michigan Tech and play the great game of hockey. So these guys will get it figured out.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Friday's game in detail. First of all, what a performance again by the both goaltenders. Just one goal in this game, and tough knock for Jamie Phillips. He hasn't let in many goals recently. He's not been getting credit for wins. He got the one, obviously, on Saturday night at Lake State. But talk a little bit about his performance.
Well, good game for Jamie. He made some key saves at critical times for us to keep the game close. They had probably three or four really great chances that we turned the puck over that he had to be sharp on, and that's what you're looking for a goalie. Take your chances, stop the ones you should, and then take your chances on the grade A's, and he did. But that turned into a real good game, intense game, fast-paced game. The pace of the game on Friday was unbelievable. I'm going to tell our fans now, you want to see a good hockey, great games, I mean, get your tickets for this Ferris State. We haven't played a top five team in the country here this year, and this will probably be the last time we play a top five country. team in the country. You have to get your tickets. I mean, their building was sold out. Their students are gone, but they still showed up. And I mean, they had both games sold out.